If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
Enjoying that song, Johnny?
Always. Amps me up.
Gets you fucking jacked.
Gets a fucking rod in my pants.
Enough, wait, come
Love
on.
It.
It's High Society Radio.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
We're a triumvirate. I don't think I just butchered that word. Of young men talking nonsense in podcast form. And it's all broadcast.
We're not like one of those podcasts who just talks about how shitty it is to podcast.
Yeah, that's retarded. Why do it?
And or one of those podcasts where it's three guys talking about how they tanked at the comedy club the other day.
There's no need for any of that. Because you know what? It's all brought to you by the beautiful More Like Radio.
Love it!
I can't tell you how much I love MoreLikeRadio.com. They've given us a platform to be heard by so many people. And we are internally grateful for that. It's High Society Radio. It's on More Like the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Our Twitter account, it's HS Radio Show, at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. I try to stay off the internet as much as possible so you can't fucking find me. You hear that, Johnny?
You off the grid, man. I love it.
Good. I'm off the grid, like John Connor in Terminator 3.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
my favorite Terminator.
That's the fucking
you can find my favorite Godfather's the third one. My favorite Star Wars is Episode 6, the third one in the original trilogy. My favorite Indiana Jones is the third one.
The one with Sean Connery?
Yeah. They lived forever, dog. Oh, no, they couldn't live forever unless
you
stayed
inside the
vault.
Yeah, that movie didn't make any fucking sense.
You don't make any fucking sense.
He put the holy water on him. You think that'd let him live forever and shit?
No, the only way they could live forever if they stayed in that tomb. Is the only way they could live.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, maybe someone should have paid attention more.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know. You don't know when you don't care. That's what makes us look like shit to the more like to the more like radio brass that we're trying to fucking impress.
I love those guys.
When you start talking all this smack about Indiana Jones 3 or whatever the hell it was called, we look shitty to them and the people listening at home or on their mobile devices. I heard you could do that. See, I don't have a mobile device. I just have a Samsung Mega.
What about the pacemaker?
I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet.
Holy shit.
The insides are still going strong.
Good for
I'm
you.
Not
God
a cyborg.
Bless you, man.
I just have a Samsung Mega. I need to set up a gas-powered generator of that, so that's really a home-based item. Chris would know all about that.
All about it.
Good God, man. Pacemaker joke. You know how fucking healthy I am? You know the only thing I eat is fried food? And you know I smoke 2 pack cigarettes a day? And I drink like a fish?
I do know
do you
all
get
of
that?
Those things.
Yes. Do you get how healthy I am, huh?
We watch you do it sometimes.
Yeah, help me, too. So you guys... You shit on me, you shit on yourselves.
I don't fucking bring you fried food. Maybe BK
all the
Chris
time.
Does. No,
all the time. Get away from me.
Bring you fried food at all?
Love it, dog.
I gave you a nice, healthy meatloaf sandwich the other day.
That was really good.
Covered in cream sauce.
That sounds awesome.
If there's one thing I love, it's bechamel sauce, dude.
Oh.
I made a roasted jalapeno bechamel sauce. I put it over a lamb and rosemary meatloaf.
It was quite good. I love lamb.
God. You, sir, are a fucking chef. You don't bullshit with that. Good for you, Chris.
Thank you.
You feel good about that, huh?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Good. We try to build you up. All you two assholes do is try to fucking tear me down.
Not I'm not trying to tear you down. I'm concerned.
Look at your fucking shiny head.
What day is... What the date... Today's date would be August... It's late August, right?
Yep.
I can't remember. I have to look at the calendar because I'm a train wreck of a human.
Fucking like 26? Around there?
No, this would be airing in the first week of September. So... You're breaking the wall down.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first. This would be the end of Burning Man. And Burning Man is something I've been wanting to go to probably for the last like 12 or 13 years.
Just do a live podcast from Burning Man.
Oh, that'd be so sick, dude.
Is Sam going this year? I know you went last year and I got invited. I couldn't go.
To Burning Man?
Sam's a good dude.
Sam didn't go to Burning Man.
Not fucking ONA Sam. Fucking friend of Chris. Good kid.
Oh, that's Sam.
That's Sam.
He's probably going. That guy loves going to fucking festivals. And that dude's a man.
He got the fucking life, dude. Yeah, you can't be mad at him, no. He's fucking built his little empire off of just fucking throwing parties and shit.
Why don't we all just go to... We should have went to Burning Man this year. We missed it again.
I mean, we could technically still go, because it's not for 2 weeks.
Let's have a pact. We're all going to we're all going to Burning Man next year.
All right.
All right. You
How
guys
much is
down?
The tickets?
It's expensive.
Oh.
Isn't it just like full of bros now too?
That's what I heard. That it's getting
no.
It's like a rich. It's rich people. It's people what? With mad cash.
Oh fuck that, man! What
For those who don't know, Burning Man is a. I think it's a 9-day festival.
Everybody knows what Burning Man is.
I think some people might not know.
Not everybody.
Yeah,
Burning Man's a 9-day festival in the middle, 100 miles above Reno, I
just
believe.
Burn some dudes.
In the desert, in the middle of the desert on Black Mesa Rock, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And people get messed up and listen to dance music and in the desert, and there's apparently no money. I wonder how true that is.
No,
it's just barter.
Somebody told me they charge like for the fucking bathroom line and shit, like the shower and all that shit.
I don't know about that. But yeah, it's a 7-day art festival and pretty much dance party, and it's
a big ass rave.
Yeah, it's a giant ass rave for like 9 days, and you have to bring everything. You have to bring in all your water, food, and drugs and alcohol in for the week or however long you're staying there. In with
well,
you at
it's
the gate.
It's a barter community. You need something, you can trade.
I'll trade my body for food and shelter.
There's some dudes that
I'm gonna suck at you.
Oh,
just use me. Use me. I need shelter from this dust storm. No one told me about the goddamn dust storms.
See, that's why I don't really want to go to Burning Man. I feel like we would be the three least prepared people at Burning Man.
I'd be
no,
fine.
We would be no. Trust
We'd
me,
be
we'll
money,
be prepared.
Son. Bring some fucking cereal.
You used to go to those fish shows and you would just go there with a pocket full of acid. You didn't even have any food.
That's all I needed, dog. Once you're tripping, you don't need to be eating nothing except more acid.
You need some fucking galaxy love to survive, son. You'll be good money
what
with that shit.
What the fuck is galaxy love?
That's what they call it. The Ultimate Warrior calls it that shit.
This one calls it acid?
That's what I thought he was talking about. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about. I figured that's what that was. Oh, man. That doesn't sound bad. Fuck, we never really do any road trips and shit.
I don't really road trips.
Yeah, it'll take...
Word, you got a fucking car, too. It shouldn't be that expensive.
It will take a week to get to Burning Man.
Driving?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in fucking Nevada.
God damn. You got good mileage on that shit.
Honestly,
though, right?
It'd be better just to rent an RV, but it's like impossible to rent an RV like from every state around Nevada.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Like everyone just, you know, all the...
We could fly into like Vancouver and rent an RV. It's only like a 12-hour drive, right?
Probably.
So now you're thinking. We're planning this Burning Man trip. But then we're also...
I mean, get some drugs in Vancouver.
Yeah, but then we have to go over the border with all these drugs in our RV. They're going to be looking for drugs. Especially Americans going to Burning Man.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what's in this RV. Oh, it's just filled with camping supplies. Oh, you mean things you're going to be snorting for 9 days straight? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they would be lax about some shit, man. All them people passing through, we wouldn't be the only ones coming, right? From
no, they're
side?
Dicks to the Canadian border.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
Mm.
They know. The kids with their marijuana and cigarettes.
They'll look at Johnny and be like, how'd you get to this border?
Yeah, you're way off. You gotta go south, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Chris, seriously, what the fuck? I can't wait to go, when we all go to Burning Man. This is gonna be the best. This is gonna be the best summer of our lives. 2014. There's a Thunderdome. They some dudes build an actual Thunderdome.
What? That sounds fucking cool.
Google fucking Thunderdome Burning Man.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
But it's like, oh, what the fuck?
People fight to death out there.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Sounds like you probably hug and fucking like glow stick out.
And suck each other off till they die.
Probably. This guy's dressed like a rabbit.
Oh, what the fuck?
Inside the Thunderdome.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it gets weird, dude.
Woo!
It gets real
weird. Yeah. All right.
You like that?
Count me out.
Oh, come on,
I'll fund the trip. I'll give you whatever money I need.
What? No, I don't need you to fund the trip. It's about all of us going there as a trust exercise.
Don't be that way,
is
Daddy.
Is it a trust exercise?
Yeah, it's a trust exercise.
You want to watch one of these Burning Man battles?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
This better be the best thing ever. I'm going to be pissed.
It's glow stick fighting, basically.
There's also, like, it's just ridiculous art installations and whatnot.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you see that shit, dog?
Shit got live, B.
Shit got live, B.
There's dudes on swings. I don't know what the swings are, but...
Yeah!
Sounds like you're really into this, John.
All right, I'm down. Let's go. Skanks. Let's do it.
Oh, man, this is just ridiculous amounts of naked ladies.
Yes!
Yeah, people are just going nuts. They're being the shit out of each other with, like, you know, styrofoam and wiffle bats.
That's just fucking awesome.
And they're on, like, the crazy bungee pulley system like Mad Max was in Thunderdome.
Yeah, they're not on live animals. Are they? That should have looked... It's something weird. What are they on? Like, surfboards or some shit?
No, it's like a bungee thing.
Oh. That looks fucking badass.
And I saw this one installation a couple years ago where a guy built a giant robot arm, and he brought out this giant robot arm in the middle of the desert, and then he brought up, like, some destroyed cars, and he let you, like, operate the giant robot arm, and you could, like, pick up an actual car with, like, the robot arm.
Did they destroy it?
Maybe, like, Google, like, Burning Man robot arm. Giant robot arm.
See, that's something I would have kept it as a fucking
souvenir.
I think
robot arm will suffice.
I think there might be other robot arms. It gets weird out there. Yeah, I think that's it. Top one.
Ooh.
No, there's video. There's video of it.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, that is a pretty big robot arm.
It's a giant robot arm.
That was like a fucking Terminator arm.
It crushed it. Yeah, it crushed the car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and then the guy set it up so that you're up like in some like pedestal type thing, and you're controlling the giant arm with your arm, and you can like pick up shit and destroy shit.
Mm.
It's ridiculous, and you know every year it's different. Like, but that's also
that's pretty fucking bad. Thing that though.
Mad rich people are now just going and like you know getting giant ridiculous trailers, paying artists to build art installations that they can you know.
Ugh.
Yeah, there's a spider car. Some guy built a spider car.
That tarantula shit. I haven't seen that on. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and there's just like buses, just like decked out with like pirate ships driving around with people with like just getting hammered drunk.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna tell you right now. If you're in the fucking desert tripping balls on fucking acid and shit, and you see something like that, you definitely gonna fucking freak out. That's gonna fuck up your buzz.
Oh no, it's a good thing, Johnny.
No, that tripped me to fuck
everyone's
out.
On Molly. Literally everyone there is on Molly.
So like, I wish I could stand just being like filthy for a week because I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, you're pretty boy, son.
That's why we'd have to get an RV.
You are pretty.
Oh, yeah, so we would. Yeah,
it would be mad expensive. But if there was like six of us or something to split it, it would be tolerable.
See, but then we're getting back into gross territory. Six of us in an RV. Do you mind? I've been to Mardi Gras with you. I know what goes on. I know what I'm in for with this situation.
Look, things have changed, okay? I'm a lot more responsible now. I need you to get off my dick.
Whoa.
All right.
I'm saying I'll go. I just don't want to cram six dudes into a fucking RV.
So sexy.
In the fucking desert sun all day.
Yeah, in the desert with sun. So what's the big deal?
I get pretty grouchy.
We're all going to bake alive. Whatever. We'll be so drunk all day long. I don't know when we're going to sleep, but I guess we won't. It's so high.
These guys brought this thing, this giant big wheel thing that I got the video up for now. They had it at in Bed-Stuy a few years ago.
What was that?
When I went to Bike Kill.
Like a fucking Ferris wheel town? That should have just a
no,
wheel.
No, it's just a big wheel? Mutant bicycle thing.
Can you do anything on it?
It spins around.
Oh, wow. That's fucking awesome. The robot arm crushed cars, man. What the fuck you showing me that for?
It's still pretty cool. Somebody built this thing.
Oh wow! Yay! A big ass wheel that does shit. It's fucking there. You can't do anything on it.
It's a real downer, Johnny. You know that?
I want the rope. See, now that's a fucking wheel. Yeah, you get on that shit.
This is a video from the 30s that I just put on.
That's fantastic, though. How many people do you think they ran over in the fucking name of entertainment back in those days?
So, yeah, anybody who's listening to this, check out the video. It's called The Dinosphere, Psychotic 1930s Vehicle.
I love that shit. That's
YouTube.
Fantastic.
It's pretty fucking ridiculous.
Woo!
It kind of looks like the It that Mr. Garrison South Park.
God, that was a funny goddamn.
No sucking, no fucking, but they made it move. Oh, that looks nice.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's better than your fucking big-ass bicycle whip.
That thing was pretty cool, too.
I didn't see the coolness in that shit at all. All
right, whatever.
If you're going to be like this, I can't be in a fucking RV with you and shit. Pointing out the window, you look. Did you see the wheel, though? Nah, son. I don't do that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know it was your rule that I can't point out things that are shaped like a wheel.
Oh, man. So, we're going to have to build some sort of art project, too, guys. So, I want you guys to start thinking now. So, and by the way, I do this every year right around this time. Because Burning Man happens at the same time every year,
yep.
Like around Labor Day weekend. I'm like, definitely going to go next year. Definitely going
to
go.
Yeah, you're not too old to go now at all.
Oh, please. Give me a break.
Oh, shit.
There's plenty of old people there, just like me. Old man Stanley. I'll bring my walker. I'll strap a skateboard to the side of it and be like, look at me, youngsters. I'm here to party.
Oh.
Let's go.
Just let your balls hang and shit.
Look at my balls. Yeah. I'm so old.
Good time.
I have a potato gun. Does that count as an art project?
Yeah, that
Fuck,
works.
Yes.
Just paint the fucking potatoes a different color and shit.
Just paint cocks on it.
There you go.
This is my cock
just shoot
shooting
gun.
You could dip them in gasoline and fucking shoot them out.
Oh, man. And we could eat them when you're done.
Baked potato.
Yeah, I like the way you think.
You didn't like the way I was thinking when I thought that wheel was cool
five fucking minutes ago. Son, a big wheel don't feed me. It don't do shit for me, son.
It's a pretty big wheel, though.
You're not
that wheel was pretty cool. Johnny, he's right.
All right, fine.
You look like an asshole.
Fine. I'll be the lone asshole in the RV bitching about that wheel.
Oh, man. So we have to get flights to Vancouver. And then we got
Only one of us has to fly to Vancouver, and the rest of us, he can just pick the rest of us up at the airport in Nevada.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
Oh, shit. Oh. You've driven an
RV
before.
That's why
I'm
the brains of the operation.
It sounds like it. Have you driven an RV before?
No.
Never even been in one, so.
Have I ever been in an RV? I don't think so.
Winnebago? You never did the Winnebago?
No.
I thought you. Oh,
I don't think I've ever
been on the Coors Light party bus.
Oh,
that
shit.
Counts.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
That counts, man.
Can we just bring something like this? Do you guys see the dumpster house?
No.
This guy made an apartment. Like when he comes, it's a fucking. Obviously, he's a fucking graphic designer from California.
Of course,
he has to come stay in Williamsburg every once in a while, and he turned a dumpster into an apartment.
It's like Bubbles'
capital of the world.
Shack.
Not even.
Yeah, it's smaller than Bubbles' shack from Trailer Park Boys.
And a lot darker.
Perfect. It's great for me.
But yeah, it's a...
It's a little gas station?
The guy basically showers outside the thing. He just, like, puts up a shower curtain and hooks up a hose.
What are you guys doing out in Williamsburg, bro?
That's how we're going to have
to Williamsburg, so...
Oh, my God.
That's where we have to shower at Burning Man.
I mean, we could probably rent this thing from this dude, but look, he built it so you can get some windows in there. He's got two seats.
Did he buy this dumpster or did he steal it?
No, he bought a brand new dumpster.
What a pussy.
It's true. Thinking about it, a dumpster is probably pretty expensive.
It's so weird. It's just like the shipping crate houses, like people fucking building shipping crates.
Shipping crates are like 10 times the size of a dumpster, though.
Yeah.
I know.
A shipping crate is bigger than a lot of studio apartments in New York.
Then why don't we just start building shipping crate houses in New York, dude?
Because the building code is a bitch. Have you ever tried to do anything in New York?
Look at Buzzkill Chris.
I try to get my drink on, dog.
Harder and harder. It's mad hard to get a 4 a.m. liquor license now because people give all the power to the community boards.
Really?
You know who sits on community boards?
Who?
Annoying old ladies. Why would you know what they say? Well, why would anybody be in a bar past 2 in the morning? What would you be doing?
Oh, yeah.
That's
bumps, lady. I'm doing bumps.
See, that's what they don't want to hear
in
their community.
I fucking miss Libertarian Chris. It's good to see you again, buddy.
Listen, I own two businesses in New York City, and I had to deal with the city of fucking New York to open them, and it fucking sucks.
You got to learn how to talk like them and shit, son. You got to tell them what you want to tell them. Yo, you know, after 1 a.m., we give you vitamins and shit for the next day or whatever you fucking take.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Old people like vitamins and shit.
They like those gummy vitamins with extra calcium, right? For stronger bones. Folic acid and shit.
Delicious folic acid.
Exactly.
It's good for you. Is it? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Does he get electricity in that fucking dumpster apartment or no?
Yeah, he just hooks it up to a lamppost. You know how people see
that,
you
know, shit still works?
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, so we're shit breaking the lamppost.
Nice.
Oh, Johnny's never paying an electric bill again now that he found out that still works.
No, I'm not. That does. I thought they fucking digitized the fucking board and all that. Nah. Nice. All right.
You can still do that shit.
Block party this Saturday. Who's coming?
Did you say cock party? I'm not. Block party. I don't want to go to that. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
Was this thing you were telling me about, somebody's quitting the internet for a year?
Yeah, I was reading some dude's blog post.
How's he going to blog if he quits the internet?
Well, this is his, like, you know, goodbye.
Oh.
And he's saying, I'm quitting the internet for a year. Not going to use the internet. I'm done with it. I'm going cold turkey.
He wanted to see fucking people weep over his fucking internet grave and shit, like, oh, don't go, dude.
He's got the last 2 weeks. Who the hell could not use the internet?
Yeah, I don't think it's possible, right?
Not anymore.
Like, just for news alone, you'll never know what's happening. Oh, I guess TV, you still watch CNN.
You get a newspaper, but it ain't the same. You don't get the breaking news the way you do on the internet.
How am I going to get groceries? I just get everything through Fresh Direct.
How are you going to order food? Seamless? Who's going to quit the internet?
I don't even use CNN. I just order...
How's he going to listen to this podcast?
I eat Papa John's about 4 times a day.
Good God, man.
What? Oh. I know it's not fried. I know. I know. I'm cheating.
Cheating on your all-fried diet?
I'm cheating, but it's the garlic sauce is so good, you know?
Yeah, you could drink that shit with a fucking straw. It's a good time.
I know it, dog.
I love it.
So wait, what else did he say on his blog? Does he want people to come back in a year when he's back on the internet?
I guess.
He's like, that's a hell of a tease.
He's like fucking Moses in the burning bush. It don't make no sense. Like, how are you going to watch porn? You're going to buy a DVD like a savage?
Probably jacking the magazines, just stealing Victoria's Secrets.
I'm at old school and shit.
DVD porn is probably pretty cheap at this point. You probably go to like a bodega and get a bunch of cheap porn.
Every porn store has a $5 bin. And some of those are like 74 hours long.
Yeah, those are the worst ones.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, if you can't have the internet, you know
what I mean? That's his fucking choosing. It's not like they're taking it away from the guy.
Maybe he's asexual. Did you see the documentary about asexuals on Netflix?
Yes. No, I did not.
I watched that recently.
How was it?
It's weird. Creepy. Because the main dude behind it, like 8 chicks are in love with him. It's very odd. None of them are attractive, but
bitches
all
love
in love
what
with
they can't
the dude's asexual?
Oh, yeah. He's completely not interested in sex at all. And he's not even like, sex is yucky. He just like...
It's not his thing?
He's like, yeah. He explains when he jerks off, and he's just like, yeah, like... It serves a purpose, like, so I can go about my day, so I take care of that.
Wait, hold on. So he masturbates.
He's like once a month, he'll just get the poison out.
So he's technically not asexual in any kind of way.
He's not thinking about sex. He's just stroking until fucking the goo comes out so he can fucking exist.
It's kind of a cop-out, though.
Maybe. He's not fucking.
Mm.
I feel like if you're asexual, then you shouldn't even get hard. Can you control? All right, so...
Well, like, he just, like, something about sex, like, that doesn't appeal to him, but he fucking gets boners. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just a natural thing.
He does a lot of cuddling with, like, female friends. He's like, yeah, I have a lot of friends. They're all my relationships. They're my serious, strong relationships in my life.
That's fucking creepy.
It's creepy and weird, and people should watch it. It's fucking bizarre.
What's the name of it?
Asexual is the name of it.
Asexual?
Actually, the funniest part of the whole documentary, right? So they all these asexual people, as part of their movement, they go to a gay pride parade in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And some gay dude just starts screaming at the asexual guy. He's like, I don't believe in what you believe. You're disgusting to me.
Does he not realize?
This is a 48-year-old gay man in a rainbow Speedo and a fucking trucker hat.
I love it.
Was he jacked?
No, he had like a fat old guy gut. Like a barrel chest, fat old man gut.
Oh, that guy's a man. But he's getting sucking med.
He's getting it in.
Good for him. Good for that guy.
Yeah, but he just completely didn't realize that he was at a pride parade, something that like dudes had to have their head stomped in before they could get something like that.
Yeah, right.
And he's fucking just somebody doesn't believe what he believes. Yeah. He's like, you don't like fucking, like, isn't that's what this is all about, fucking. But it's not. It's about acceptance. A pride parade is about acceptance. Johnny's looking at me like, it is about fucking, right?
That's what they do. I don't know, man.
You know what that is? That's homophobia, Johnny.
Oh, is that what that fucking...
Yeah, it is, actually. Chris is right.
You're generalizing, the gay community.
They don't do anything.
You're generalizing.
They just chill. They fucking high five. I'm like, hey, way to be.
They wear rainbow speedos and roller skates. Old school roller skates, not roller blades. Old school roller skates with the four wheels.
All right, good for them.
Sucking on it, right, Johnny?
I guess.
Yum yum, get some. Right, that's what you always say.
Not at all.
You were like, Johnny said to me this the other day. Show what a kind of fucking hypocrite he is when the mic turns on. Right, he's like, I love my twinks, young, dumb, and full of cum. I'm like, Johnny, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, he's like, I love 18-year-old fucking young boys who actually, I like 18-year-old high school dropouts is what Johnny told me. I'm like, I don't need to be hearing this, man. I mean, I accept your shit. I accept your, you know, your choices.
It's whatever you're into,
Johnny. I know you're bullshitting just because you said we talked. Other than all that, we really fucking talk.
Oh, well, there's text messages.
I text you when I'm fucking drunk pretty bad. I don't think
that kind of hurts. Oh, yeah, I know. You call me to tell me that you got married because you're on a fucking bender. Cry for help, motherfucker. Jesus fucking Christ.
I feel bad for the asexual people, though. Technically, he's not asexual.
Why would you feel bad for them? They don't mind being asexual. The worst part about being asexual is people not getting the fact that they don't want to fuck.
Yeah, they still have sex.
There's a fucking difference to me on the definite. If you're asexual, you shouldn't be coming then. Right?
No, your body makes you come, but something is missing in your...
You still have to, like, fucking pleasure yourself to do it. You see what I'm saying? Like, you do need fucking stimulation, so...
Does the guy hate masturbation?
He's not into it. He basically says it's to get the fucking poison out.
That's so weird.
That don't make no kind of sense.
You just want to watch the trailer for this movie?
Yeah, fuck it. Put it on, man. Do they show the bikini clad guy with Hicks's body?
I hope so. I never watched the trailer. I only watched the movie. Because it seems so damn creepy to me.
I say the word asexuality, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Boom. I think of moss. Because, in high school,
Randy?
I think we learned that moss is asexual.
You have the tadpoles that become the toes, and they kind of have that ambiguous asexual.
Yo, she's cute, too. Yo, I fuck her.
She's not asexual.
Polywogs.
Oh, good for her. God damn.
With contradictions.
Let's listen to the trailer.
You know, the hydra that they give you in high school, mm-hmm. let you know that it could switch sexes and whatnot. You can get yourself off, and, you know, I have no idea.
A little sperm on screen.
Equal parts feminine and masculine, and yet with no real sexualness about it.
I always think it's kind of an insult.
Mm.
Nerdy guy who just sits in a corner and doesn't try to hit on any of the girls.
It's no bueno.
Just being into asexuals.
I'm not even sure I exactly understand what it is.
Or yeah, I don't.
If it exists or what. Species it exists in.
It's about preparing yourself to do something because you needed to fall back enough because things went crazy for a minute. There's no such thing as asexual human beings.
Like a reaction to our crazy super population growth that on some natural type of vibe, like frogs change in sexes type of thing, where they're like, you know what? There's a lot of stuff.
Maybe
sex we should
change?
Chill on this whole make it more of us thing.
And that could just be what...
I think he's off on that one a little bit. I don't know if you changed sexual orientation and shit. I don't...
But that's how discriminated against asexuals are, that people can't... Nobody can define it, apparently, in this ad.
I don't fucking get it either. Like,
that's the point.
I'm thinking you don't do any... You kind of live like a monk lifestyle where you don't do shit.
But I don't
think
you
do plenty of things. You just don't find men or women attractive.
It's like those herpes commercials.
Sex.
You go whitewater rafting, whatever.
Ooh.
It's like all those Valtrex commercials. God. You're living that life. But yeah, asexual. I guess now they have to change it to LGBTA, right? That's because
I don't think
asexual dysfunction falls under gay now. Right?
I don't think
they claimed everything. Once they took, I feel like once they took transsexuals, now they got to deal with all the fucking.
Yeah, they get all the fucking extra stuff.
Yeah.
Masochist.
I don't even know if you're supposed to say transsexual or transgender. I really don't know what
the same
is
shit.
Politically
nope.
correct.
No?
No, they mean different things.
Well, yeah.
I really have no... I'm confused.
That's what I thought the T stood for, though, but now you're
making
me think...
That's what it said, but what does it stand for?
That's
transgender or transsexual?
Probably gender.
All right.
Probably.
All right.
I don't know. Like,
you're so confused, Johnny.
You fucking threw me off with, like, the dudes.
Well, so then you got to throw an A at the end for all the asexuals, except for that one gay guy clearly hates them.
Yes.
It's very weird. Oh, Johnny. Johnny, why you judge asexuals so hard?
Yeah, why are you so asexophobic?
I don't even know what the fuck they do. I can't judge them. I don't know what they're doing.
They're not doing anything. That's the fucking point.
Creepy fucking communists in the '50s and shit.
Why are they creepy?
They're not creepy.
They were doing something. They were plotting against the American government.
Look at that. Communists are better than them. Way to point that out.
Communists are better than them for plotting the overthrow of the American government.
They did something. It's something to let
you guys. You're just talking gibberish. I feel like I'm going crazy.
I kind of like when Johnny gets confused. He just brings it back to communists or Nazis or fucking.
Well, you have libertarianism
or fucking Max Hardcore is his favorite of Johnny. Johnny gets befuddled and brings up Max Hardcore all the time. It's just like that Max Hardcore video.
God bless him. I think he's out already too. Good for him.
Why did Max Hardcore go to prison?
They said some shit about the scene he filmed. It was either it was forcible sex.
See, if he's out of prison,
my
Max Hardcore T-shirt business is gonna go right out the window.
Well, no, now all of his porn is free, so you can just sell the fucking shirts anyway.
That's true. Just put a link on the back. Just put a URL on the back on where to find it for free.
Yeah, youjizz.com. Mm.
That's one.
Oh man,
what's up? You running out of steam there, big man?
No, I'm like that goddamn train from Back to the Future 3, which is my favorite Back to the Future, where it flies back in time and forward through time.
Is that the one we use in the Old West and shit?
Yeah, that's the best one.
That's why they have a steam engine.
Yeah, and they had those crazy ass blocks that made it go really fast.
Did one of them have kids in the end or something like that? Doc Brown or some shit?
Yeah, well, Doc Brown just shows up in the time train with Mary Steenburgen, and they have like a bunch of kids.
Hell yeah, son.
And Einstein's there too. His dog.
Did you just recently rewatch the third installment of a bunch of trilogies?
Yeah, because you really on that shit hard.
Maybe because I'm not a liar like you are, Johnny. I can back up all of my points.
Your ridiculous claims?
Maybe if you weren't smoking ganja all the time.
Oh, well, that's what I do with my fucking free time.
Tearing up the herb. Johnny's like, yo, let's burn one down, dude.
I wish. I don't have any kind of weed for you. You're kind of big, man.
What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, he's a big boy. Do you ever see him smoke weed?
Yeah, he smokes weed.
No, man, he smokes a lot of weed.
You guys are talking about me like I'm not even here.
I can't see it. You're hiding.
That's what hurts the most. I'm just having a good time.
You blend into the wall with your all black on, man.
That's right. What's this video game you're telling me about, Chris? The Novelist?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking the worst possible concept for a video game.
What's the concept?
Okay. It's about this guy trying to write a novel, right?
Cool.
But you're not the guy, right?
What?
You're a ghost, and you nudge the guy to either work on his novel or take care of his family.
What?
Yes.
This sounds kind of good.
Is it a Japanese game?
No, it's not. Of course it's a fucking Japanese game.
I'm just saying, that spiritual shit making him do stuff doesn't make a lot of
sense. That sounds pretty good. So you're a ghost and you're just annoying a guy until he writes a novel?
You're just being a fucking nudge.
Oh, I gotta get this game.
We all know how you like to be nudged.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Does it end like Stanley's last game where you kill yourself at the end?
Oh, yeah, that game was awesome. That was my shit.
So, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. If you don't nudge the guy to hang out with his wife, she leaves him, and then his novel suffers. So you got to keep him happy by balancing family and work.
Boo!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Boo, balancing family and work. It's one or the other.
Here's a screenshot, and it just says, Dan barely spoke at dinner. This has to stop.
Oh, I got to get this game.
What? I don't even get that.
I don't know. You play Dan Kaplan.
The Dan Kaplan?
The Dan Kaplan, aspiring.
The guy's wife left him because he was writing that book?
That's the whitest motherfucker I've ever seen. That shit is O.D. white, son.
Well, he would have to be. Why do you have a strobe light on?
Because this is a fucking dance party. I'm getting you guys prepared for Burning Man when we go.
Yeah, son.
I'm actually kind of hyped that we're going. We're definitely 100% going to Burning Man this year.
It's only next year, 2014. That's our year.
I thought we were going this year.
No,
I don't have money to go to fucking Burning Man this year.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm going to start saving.
I'm going to skip out on the PS4 to go to fucking Burning Man. There you go.
Finally. Fucking making a good choice with your money.
Well, I mean, the memories will last a lifetime.
Oh, well, we won't remember anything.
I ain't gonna remember shit. Not at
like,
all.
I think we were in the desert for a week back in 2014. I'm not sure.
No, because I just read this article that says that psychedelics are good for your mental health.
How so?
Really?
Yeah, there's all sorts of studies that say that.
Really be having horrific come downs where I'm questioning life and reality? Is that good for my brain?
Your fucking skin's melting and shit in front of you?
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Okay. After adjusting for other risk factors, lifetime use of LSD, psilocybin, mescaline, or peyote, or past year use of LSD was not associated with a higher rate of mental health problems or receiving mental health treatment. Boom.
But it's based off the trip, though, ain't it?
No.
Like, what kind of trip you have doesn't have long-term effects or whatever?
I think...
I've heard that. I can't verify, but
it's the
sure, people have had trips that have affected their entire lives.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but people have trips that, but most of the time it's a positive thing. First time I took acid, it was great.
Mm.
Yeah, but sometimes people have terrible, terrible trips. It sucks.
Yeah, but that's not gonna, I mean, that goes away after a while, I feel like. A bad trip goes away.
I don't know, man.
Good trip lasts a lifetime. Like this trip to Burning Man we're going to take.
Yeah. How much Molly should we get? Like an ounce of Molly? Because we're going to have to barter some of it off, too.
Like here for sex, right?
For sex and water.
You're gonna be a busy dude. Hey.
Sex water.
Sex water. Yeah. hey, excuse me, miss. Just squirt into this jug. Thanks. Mmm, this squirt is delicious.
It's got electrolytes.
Oh.
Mmm.
I love it.
Electrolyte squirt. Mmm. So good. No, no. We don't barter for sex. We barter for water, other drugs.
Necessities, basically.
Yeah. So look.
I feel like we should just get acid because it's the easiest thing to transport.
That's true. But Molly's so hot right now. Everyone's going to want Molly.
Yeah.
We'll just bring some kale also. Kale's just as hot as Molly in the streets.
I got some fried kale chips. You guys want some? Cool. I'll take that bike.
I mean, that's the thing. If we're going to rent an RV in Canada, why don't we just.
Canada.
If we're going to have an RV, I can cook. We'll just get a deep fryer. We'll just barter food.
Oh,
for drugs.
Oh, dick.
If we got that hot shit, we're going to be in Canada anyway. We'll get a good poutine recipe while we're up there.
I bet
we could trade a fucking tray of poutine for like 4 grams of Molly.
Oh, my. We should. All right.
We just go there the last couple of days of Burning Man. New motherfuckers are desperate for food.
New idea. We start the poutine truck. Bring it over to the fucking Burning Man and just bank it up.
Hell yeah. Grilled cheeses and poutine. I'll bet I've taken off.
Grilled cheese sandwiches. What the fuck? It's only a buck.
Heisenberg that shit up, son. We're going to have the fucking market cornered on that.
A corner of your market. How about that? How you like that?
I'm not going to get an RV with you if you're going to talk like that.
We could make deep fried weed brownies.
Oh.
People are going to lose their shit.
Yeah, man.
This is the...
Because we can even put weed in the batter.
Best vacation
We could put
ever.
Shrooms in the brownie, right?
Yeah.
And then put weed in the batter, batter it in the weed batter, and then deep fried shroom weed batter brownies.
That's going to be too much for people.
My fucking mind, son.
They're going to be like, this is too much.
Powdered sugar? Powdered sugar over the top of that? No.
Powdered Molly.
Oh
shit.
It's going to make it taste terrible.
We'll mix in a little powdered sugar.
Seriously, Molly's one of the worst tasting things ever. It's horrific tasting.
Put some glaze on that shit.
I get glaze, right? Shooting cum over everything.
I wasn't going to go for that at all. I'm definitely not getting an RV with you. That's what you're thinking.
Fine. I'll get my own RV.
Just chiseling it.
We'll have rival poutine trucks.
Yeah. This poutine's better.
Hold on. It feels like we're having a reality show start here. Rival poutine trucks at Burning Man. It'd be like Geno's and Pat's in Philly.
Oh, my God. That's
straight
great.
Beefing it.
And then we should bring a 3D printer anyway, just to start making Burning Man tchotchkes. Welcome. You guys have a good time. I fucking 3D print some fake plastic cheese curds. Here you go. This is going with the poutine. Don't eat that.
Remember us with this.
Yeah. Now I'm going to start a big fat rail Molly. Hold on. Oh, this Molly's making me fucking cook so much better. Oh, the truck's on fire. This is great. Quick, someone get the 3D printer out of here.
You spent so much money on this 3D printer. It's not even making us any poutine.
It's filled with sand. It's broken. This is awful.
We shouldn't have brought this intricate technology to the desert.
We're idiot. There's another dust storm coming. Hold on. I have to snort some more Molly. I'm going to borrow some of this Molly for some water because I'm dehydrated. Not feeling too. I think I'm going to start vomiting soon.
I always wanted to see a tumbleweed in real life. You think we'll see some tumbleweeds?
On the way there, maybe, probably.
Yeah.
I never saw one.
Or maybe we make a giant tumbleweed, and that'll be like the art part.
Oh, that'll be our art?
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Then we just strap it to the back of the food truck.
It'll be like one of those American Gladiator wheels, remember?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's shaped like a tumbleweed.
Oh.
It's shaped like a cheese curd. How about that?
We have one shaped like a cheese curd and one shaped like a tumbleweed. It's to really replicate the American experience, the American pioneer experience.
Who wants cheese curds and more cheese curds?
Tumbleweeds.
That you can't eat. Oh my God, this is so exciting, dude.
I know, Burning Man.
Oh, burn your man. How about that?
That's fucking great. The show's on a fucking roll. So I got a weird email the other day.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You guys remember
Craigslist fishing by yourself again?
Well, I mean, it would be weird if I was expecting those emails. But I made a cartoon a while ago that I entered into some like animation festivals.
Yeah.
And the cartoon starts with a rape joke. Okay. Right off the bat.
Edgy.
Yeah. And I got an email that said something to the effect of, we would like a screener copy of your film for the New York Children's International Film Festival.
You got the request?
I got. I didn't apply to it. They sent me a request.
Look who's making kitty porn.
All right.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Apparently.
Yes.
So that's out of nowhere, they just hit you up?
Yeah.
You applied, right? You sent it to them?
No. I'm going to send it to them. The deadline is next month.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, don't pussy out, son.
Oh,
man
yeah.
up.
You got to send it.
Got to.
This is exciting.
If I've gotten this far through this fucking screening process without trying at all.
Might as well.
I don't think there's a screening process if a children's place asks for a copy of
maybe
that.
Maybe like some shit is similarly titled and they thought that's who you were and shit.
No, they said the exact name of the thing.
Oh, awesome.
They took it from...
Go run with it.
And it's on the internet. Like, you could watch it. Like,
how do you think they found out about it?
This is an IMDb page.
Shit.
Oh. Yeah.
I threw it on Funny or Die also. 97% funny.
All right.
Fucking superstar.
Exactly. Free websites. That's how I'm rolling. Let me see if I can pull up the exact email.
We should start a website for our food trucks at Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
Get the buzz, you know, starting.
Well, I mean, shouldn't we just start at like a Foursquare? Does that still exist?
I don't think we're going to be able to check in the desert.
No.
No? You can check into Burning Man, I'm sure.
I think there's like no cell. I think there's limited cell
Wi-Fi.
Service.
Well, so we should just get some homeless people strapped with Wi-Fi hotspots. That was a great idea.
Yo, homeless South by Southwest. Dude, you want to come to fucking Nevada, dog?
Burning Man, dog?
All right, first we got to get on this plane and go to Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be a hotspot?
What's that? Is that like a bar?
It's alcohol. It's beer.
Yeah. it's Crazy Stallion. That's what it is. Okay, let me see what it said. Oh, yeah, some of the quotes for this film festival are great. Devoted to the kind of fare that may be found at the Academy Awards, but not at the local multiplex.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. It's very artsy. An overflowing toy box finely crafted small pleasures for age groups from toddlers to teens.
Oh, man, you love that fucking pleasure.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Listen, you're the one who loves Twinks, Johnny. We already established that earlier in the show.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'm not in a fucking child festival, are you fucking crazy?
They approached me. They seduced me, all right?
That's what every pedophile says. That little kid was showing it off.
Showing off the wares. Why are they eating a lollipop so seductively?
Oh, man, no.
Jesus. Well, that's exciting, dude. I hope you get in.
Me too. It's gonna really change my life.
You're not gonna edit that shit. I love that.
No.
Just leave it in.
Not gonna edit it at all. Why would I do that?
They didn't mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you do it.
I'm gonna also send them a copy of this podcast so they know the kind of person they're dealing with. This is very kid friendly.
I think so.
Yeah.
That comes off creepy too.
Does it?
Yeah.
This podcast?
Obviously. We're three creeps.
That's true. It's not really working out.
Ain't gonna argue that.
But I mean, food trucks are so hot right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of food truck TV shows. And there's those two guys that are going out to Burning Man to fucking make poutine. You heard about those guys? That seems pretty crazy.
Probably give out fucking copies of your DVD and shit. I'm like, yo, fucking.
I don't have a DVD. Well, we made a cartoon for 20 minutes.
We're going to start burning into DVD, and we're going to give it out at Burning Man.
And we're going to tell you, child award winning.
Dude, everybody has DVD players nowadays. It's all the rage. DVDs.
I fucked up because I put all my money into that Xbox thing, that HD video or whatever.
What the hell is that?
That was the streaming service, right?
No, not it was the anti Blu-ray thing. It was Blu-ray.
Oh, HD DVD.
Yeah.
I put all my money into that. Oh, I thought it was a lock.
That lasted about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it did.
That's why I really need this Burning Man business.
You really should have just gone for the Superfecta down at Belmont. Any Superfecta would have been better off than HD DVD.
Yeah.
I mean, how much Blu-rays can't be doing well even at this point, though. Who the fuck wants that shit in their house?
No one wants old media, man. Digirev, dog. Digital revolution.
I'm thinking about throwing all my DVDs out.
Johnny, who's your favorite Pokemon?
Pikachu. That's the only one I know. Son.
Chris, who's your favorite Pokemon?
Charizard. I'll go Charizard. What's the one with the swirly stomach? That's the one I like.
I don't know. You're gonna fuck that up because everyone knows my favorite Pokemon is Jigglypuff.
Everybody knows that.
Wow. You know what?
Is there a reason you're bringing this up?
Nope.
We just want to send this shit to part of the demo reel for your kids.
Pop quiz, hotshot. Who's your favorite Pokemon? Huh? Squirtle?
There you go.
Shoe?
You are definitely a fucking lock for this kid's award right now.
Definitely. They got to hear this. Send this clip.
We ambush him a little bit.
This is going to go right on the promos. We're going to send him more like radio because they'll play promos for us, which will never happen because we'll never edit a promo together.
Shit, man.
We will for Burning Man when we go. Like we're going.
Oh, the Burning Man show. We got to hype up the Burning Man show as much as possible.
Mad hard. Yeah. We have a year to promote it. We can't possibly fuck this up.
I mean, we kind of shit the bed on your 30th birthday party. We didn't really do that at
all. Yeah, it was whatever. It's fine. I had the fucking awesome party in the Ron and Fez show. That's what matters. You guys fucked it up, but the Ron and Fez show stepped up.
Why we fucked it up? You were going to book a warehouse, and you just wanted us to fill it with people. Yeah. You didn't get the warehouse.
It's fine. Fill the studio. That's all. Oh, man. Johnny, are you getting a PS4 or an Xbox One?
I'm going to Burning Man. I'm not getting shit for another 2 years, apparently. So
good. All right. Good. I like that. That was a trick question.
Because four is a bigger number than one. Obviously, you got to get PS4, right?
It's cheaper, but you still got to pay for online servers. Hmm. So whatever.
What if you have like Xbox Gold or whatever already? You're good.
No, you got to still do that shit with them. It doesn't run.
This is ridiculous. They should just keep their existing network, and it's ripping people off.
I'm aiming for 2014 to make some money. I want to save up money for a poutine truck. Y'all cook. I just chill in the driver's seat. Look mad Mexican and shit. Like, what up?
We got man, we're at Burning Man. Can I get some poutine?
Oh, yes, sir.
Nothing I want to eat more than fries and cheese and gravy in the sun.
In the middle of a dust storm. Yeah, sure. Hold on. I'm going to snort a fat rail first. Give me a second. I'm rolling face right now. Want me to work a deep fryer? Sure. Oh, is that a handle scotch? Sure, I'll have a sip.
Fuck yeah, man.
I'm fucking dehydrated.
We gotta have healthier food so that Michelle Obama likes us, though.
Oh yeah, she wants everyone to eat healthy, right?
Yeah, but she got the new thing. You know, she got a hip hop mixtape coming out.
Shut up.
Is it hitting the streets? Is she rapping on it?
God. Knee deep in these streets. No, she just does the ad lib. She's hosting the mixtape like Funk Flex.
Shut the fuck up.
She's like, who kid?
What DJ? What DJ did this shit?
DJ Michelle Obama.
Shut the fuck up.
That shit is hot.
Dougie Fresh is on it. Modest Yahoo. Ashanti.
Damn.
Darren McDaniels.
I don't even know who that is.
What?
DMC.
Is that
Darren McDaniels.
What? I don't know.
I just feel weird saying DMC without Run.
Just say it.
But Reverend Run apparently hates the president and wouldn't do this mixtape.
What? Good for you, man.
He's not on it.
That's a black on black weirdness. Just saying.
So yeah, she's got this healthy eating mixtape dropping.
And she got all the people that are relevant right now.
Yeah. No, she's really doing it big.
Damn.
My child who's hot, son. Is he used to be acidic, right? And like he did the whole reggae thing.
No, he's still acidic.
Yeah, I think he's still acidic.
Oh, he's still acidic.
Yeah, man.
Excuse me. Excuse me. My apologies to the acidic community.
That's their one celebrity. You try to take that away from them.
I know, yeah.
I hear Sean... there was another guy who can... There was a rapper who converted... Black dude from Bed-Stuy who converted to Orthodox Judaism or Hasidic Judaism.
Just to rap battle?
And he was a rapper too, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a market for everything, I guess, right?
Yeah, Johnny, there is.
His first album was called The Crown Heights Rights.
Oh. I like that.
See, because that was Jews versus
I know. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it works well.
That's the war going on inside him every day. Yeah.
Hey, shit.
I think he was quoted as saying, I don't remember the guy's name, so I can't even find it, but I think one of the quotes in the article, this is years out, was... I just knew there was this group called the Jews, and they dressed kind of funky, and I wanted to be part of them.
Hell yeah. That's the only
Well, sure, everyone converts
to
Judaism for the...
Yeah, for the clothing.
Fashion.
For the practical clothing.
Yeah.
Fucking trench coats in 90-degree weather. But you do that. You rock it right. Good for you, man. Ugh.
So,
Shit.
I saw probably one of the funniest... It was on either Gothamist or Gawker, one of the funniest headlines I've seen recently. It said... California fashion designer moves to Greenpoint, gets pistol whipped. That was the headline.
What the fuck?
I think it was one of the funniest headlines I've ever read, but it was really just a run-of-the-mill pistol whipping. It really didn't merit news.
You know
what
I was? I could see somebody like happy-go-lucky just walking down the street, find me a new home, yay, and then just bap. Your dreams fucking fall right on the concrete with you and shit.
No, the guy was pretending to be a panhandler, and then when somebody wouldn't give him a dollar, he pistol whipped him and took his wallet and just kept pistol whipping him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it's like a fun, light story.
Welcome to New York City.
Weird that it happened in Greenpoint, though.
They're kind of hipsterish down there, too, right?
Yeah, I know. It just seems like something that would happen somewhere. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. What's that?
We're running out of bad neighborhoods here in New York.
Yeah, we are. Well, there's East Flatbush and East New York, so they're just all pushed east. Up by you, there's still some bad neighborhoods, Johnny.
Not as much anymore, because they got like a fucking hipster beer tour going food restaurants.
I took this tour, and it showed me the real Bronx ghetto a few months ago, and it told me that things were terrible.
It was you and a bunch of European...
Yeah, it was just me and a bunch of European tourists. I wanted to go see the real ghetto. I never saw it.
You were slumming that day?
Wow, someone got shot there. I'm going to do a big fat rail molly. Hold on.
Why did we leave Burning Man to come to the Bronx? Fucking trippy, bro.
Taking pictures with locals and shit like you're in a fucking fishing boat or some shit. I hate when people do that.
Hi. Could you take a picture of us? Thanks.
Meanwhile, anytime we're out at a bar in Midtown, Johnny just starts talking to us, chatting up tourists immediately.
Yeah, I'm friendly with them.
And then he'll just make up stories about them when they leave. He's like, they were swingers. We could have fucked that chick and the dude would have watched. Time.
Oh, no. The kids from Virginia and shit, right?
Yeah.
They were talking to us about that MTV show.
They weren't swingers.
They looked like they wanted to fuck, son. I don't know.
What?
She kept making eye contact. You make eye
you
contact.
You were talking to her.
You know.
Wait, what?
Johnny was talking to some chick, and then her and her boyfriend left. They were from Georgia. They put us on the Buck
Virginia,
Wild.
Virginia.
And so they leave, and Johnny's like, yeah, they were definitely swingers. They wanted to fuck.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Making eye contact. It was DTF,
making eye
son.
Contact.
DTF. Yo, and she even, yo, they was like, yo, what are you guys doing afterwards and shit? I guess
having sex with you guys? I mean, because my friend here tells me you want to swing with two dudes. Which one of us gets to fuck your boyfriend? Because I want to be that guy. He could take your stupid girlfriend with her useless vagina.
Useless?
What's it even there for?
Babies come out of there.
Ugh.
You can get them out the stomach, too, and shit.
You can just cut them right out. You don't just sew up a vagina. Just
rawr. Yeah, just
exactly. Yeah. Just like that.
Just grab them predator style. Just rawr.
You'd be a great doctor.
So we're definitely doing Burning Man, all right?
Yeah, it's fucking
don't
locked
bullshit
in.
Me, son. Don't bullshit
I'm not bullshitting
me.
You.
I was expecting a fucking big ass blowout for your birthday. Nothing.
Well, I mean, you didn't really try to make that happen. You were invited. We all went out to dinner. You were invited.
Couldn't make
you didn't
it.
Come.
Couldn't make it.
Yeah, I mean, you could have made it. Mm-mm. It seems weird that over the last year, there's been quite a few events. Tables, ladders, and chairs.
Yeah.
My birthday. Damn, yeah. I came out for your birthday.
Yes, you did, and I appreciate Twice. That. Oh, yeah, yeah, you did, actually. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
You and come. I'm also sorry for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, leave it at that.
All right.
What? Okay.
Oh.
So your favorite Pokemon is Pikachu?
That's the only one. It's between like him and Charizard.
It's kind of like a stock answer, Johnny. You could have said Psyduck.
Or man.
Isn't that from South Park? Wasn't that one of the South Park
Pokemon? No, the South Park Pokemon were Pengen, Choo-Choo Nezmi.
Damn, son, you really on this shit. Oh,
well, no, that's South Park. I couldn't tell you too many more. Snorlax is a Pokemon.
There you go. Damn,
right? This shit's hot.
Are you like a big-time collector some shit?
I gotta catch them all. That's what I always say.
Okay.
I actually made that up. I wrote that.
All right.
I'm fucking I'm
so you're
mad
just
rich.
Taking off.
I'm mad rich off Pokemon. Remember when Herman Cain quoted the Pokemon song in one of his...
That
shit was amazing.
I like how when they bring... when they bring Japanese cartoons to America, they still like leave. They take out the really crazy intro, but then they leave the fucking ending credits. The ending sequence is always a weird Japanese crazy worded. And that's what that was from, the Pokemon thing, right? It was a song at the end of the movie.
I think it was the movie. Yeah, it might have been the actual. Yeah, I think it was at the end of the movie. Yeah. Why don't you find it? We should play.
Why are you into Pokemon right now, all of a sudden?
No, are you guys not into Pokemon?
Stan is trying to help you win a fucking award kids.
I've ever seen a single episode of Pokemon.
You didn't even watch the epilepsy episode?
Don't fucking lie.
No,
you
I didn't.
Never watched Pokemon at all, son?
Never.
So you
came out when we were in high school.
You must be the hardest motherfucker out there. Everybody knows what the fuck Pokemon is.
I know what it is.
And you've never seen it.
I've never watched a full episode of Pokemon.
But you've seen some of it.
I may have seen like a few minutes of Pokemon at some point.
I like that rocket bitch, the one with the red hair. She was cute. She was all right.
Oh, I'll play that. That's a good one.
Oh, that's the intro. Leave it.
All right.
I wanna be. This is your shit, Johnny.
Hell yes. I jog to this shit in the morning, B. Yo, you could bump this shit in a prison yard and still look tough, bitch.
You know, this is episode 1073, and we're clearly just out of topics.
What? My topic of, hey, what's your favorite Pokemon isn't good?
No. It's terrible.
It's Charizard.
I like it.
Let's just hit the fucking call. Yeah, here we go. It's you and me.
Yeah, Tentacle Monster, you seen that. There you go. I love how that white guy's eyeballs never showed either. They always had like squinty eyes and shit. There you go.
This was. Has there been a show as big as Pokemon since it came out?
Like SpongeBob, maybe.
That's not the same. It's not
Adventure
like a
Time
phenomenon. Like,
oh, you mean like toys
the way,
and stuff?
The way like Ninja Turtles was when we were kids.
Yeah.
Pokemon's better than Ninja Turtles.
Well, financially, yes.
I can't wait to.
I'm just saying, like a massive thing like
we
that.
We should fund a live action Pokemon movie. We should produce that shit.
I think
Johnny, you'll star as Ash.
I think it'll work better as like a Broadway show.
You probably gotta have some.
We have to have the movie first, then the Broadway show.
Broadway show based on the movie?
Yeah.
Can't we just go the Hairspray route? Do the show, and the movie based on the show, and then another show based on the movie?
No.
We gotta keep recycling this idea, because we're not gonna come up with any more. We're clearly out of ideas. Clearly out of ideas. That should be the slug line for this episode. Clearly out of ideas. Look, High Society Radio.
Every time you hear me say, hey, what's your favorite Pokemon, you know, it is fucking run out of steam.
Is that gonna be the go-to thing every time? Because... Yeah.
So, Johnny,
I'm actually concerned
about. Did your favorite Pokemon change since the last time I asked you? Hold on, I gotta start a fat rail of Molly while we discuss this.
Who's your favorite Digimon?
I didn't ever watch that shit. I didn't grow up in fucking Korea, dude. I'm American. That's what I watch.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, isn't the fucking
Digimon is Korean, ain't it? It ain't Japanese.
You're Korean.
I wish.
We were talking about in the last episode that we recorded a full week ago.
Yeah.
That clearly Korea is just running shit instead of Japan now.
I don't know.
Yeah, you want to be,
but not in those days.
You should have been fucking watching Digimon.
Wasn't my thing.
Digimon, digital monsters.
How come they never had a crossover?
Pokemon, pocket monsters
would eat that ass.
Though I wouldn't call Pikachu a monster. I mean, it's just the rat that shoots electricity.
Fucking no way this is
really, it's really just, it's mean to Pokemon.
It's like a puppy version of Blanca from Street Fighter.
I know, enough about the Pokemon shit, Chris. Listen, you're listening to High Society, you're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. High Society Radio, at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Facebook.com/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
You fucking sure are.
Bye. I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.